Extant, the UK's leading performing arts company run by and for visually impaired people, providing a performance space for inclusive theatre for everyone, is celebrating its 25th anniversary with the launch of a new exciting initiative called Extant Evolve to innovate the arts with new blind and partially sighted talent. Maria Oshodi, Artistic Director and Chief Executive of Extant, joins me now to tell me more about how the company is marking its 25th anniversary with the launch of Extant Evolve. Hello, Maria, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on Extant's 25th anniversary.
Hi, Toby. Hello, everyone.
Maria, before we talk a bit more about some of the highlights for you and Extant over the last 25 years, and of course the exciting new project, I wondered if you might, just for listeners who may not have heard about Extant before and the great work that the company does, and surely there can't be many who haven't, but would you mind just giving me a brief outline of what Extant is all about and some of the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. So we are a company that's led by visually impaired people with help from our friends, and we aim to create productions. We provide training for visually impaired people in the performing arts. We also consult on access to theatre, making shows more accessible by other theatre companies. And we also deliver some participatory work. So entry-level projects where people can come and have a go around, you know, areas of performance that they might be interested in, to see if it's something that they might want to take on a bit more seriously. And in that case, then they could move through some of the other training courses that we have available. So in a nutshell, those are sort of four main strands that we cover.
And Maria, looking back to those first early days of Extant, would you have thought at that time that the company would have achieved so much over the last 25 years? And are there any sort of highlights or outstanding moments for you and the company?
Yeah, no way. I mean, when we first started, it was just really a gathering of visually impaired actors who I knew at the time were a little bit disgruntled with how they were getting on in their careers in theatre. They felt that there was not very much going on either in disability or mainstream theatre, specifically for visually impaired people. And there was a lot of moaning about not getting enough work. And I just finished a job as a project manager working for Shape, and also just finished in a tour of a play that I was cast in. And it was quite a difficult play in a lot of ways. So I brought together these two areas of experience that I had in project management and having been recently on this tour that I felt really didn't work for me as a visually impaired person, and the group of visually impaired performers who felt that they could be doing more. And I said, well, let's see if we can try and do something as a collective, as a small kind of, you know, unofficial kind of collective of performers exploring what it all is that we want from theatre, both as performers and audiences. So that's what we started to do. And we got some project money from the Arts Council to start exploring ways in which we could work more interestingly on stage, and ways in which performance could work for us more interestingly on stage as audiences, because not only were we performers, but we were also audiences that wanted to go to an accessible performance and to know, you know, something of the industry that we were working in. And that's how we started to grow. And I think your question was about highlights. So from starting out as a small collective, we kept going for a number of years. We got some really quite high level project money and created a tour in 2002 of a visiting visually impaired theatre company. We worked with Vocalize then to create the first ever simultaneous translation and audio description of this Croatian show. And then we raised some more money for our own production called Resistance in 2005 and toured that. And after that, we were established as a charity. And in 2008, we became what they used to call a regionally funded organisation, which was Arts Council gave you core funding to spend on sort of your organisation. So we were able then to rent an office and bring in some staff, because before that, it had all been very piecemeal. And then from 2010, we became a regularly funded organisation under the Arts Council's National Portfolio Programme, which is again, where they fund a number of arts organisations, from the Opera House through to small companies like Extant, to work for a period of years on a programme which they fund. And that's money, it gives you, you have money to keep you going, and also a bit of project money as well. So that's what we've been receiving from the Arts Council and other funders for the past 12 years. And, I know we're going to come on to talk about the future, and that's based on whether we're successful with our next NPO round of funding that we've applied for. We won't find out until October, but I'll explain those plans later. But I suppose that, in terms of performance highlights, it's been quite something to be part of this outfit that started out as just an experimental project where maybe I thought 6 months to a year might be its sort of longevity. And it's turned out to be something that's grown and grown. And because we've had, I always like that word audacity, to present some very adventurous ideas, I'd say, in the world of theatre and around particularly the experience of visual impairment, and brought a lot of intelligence to those adventures that we've been on, intelligence in terms of understanding theatre, understanding what the lack is in theatre, and how visual impairment can actually help to meet some of those challenges in terms of artistic sort of innovation and access innovation.
Maria, you are marking Extant's 25th anniversary with the launch of Extant Evolve, which will be a bit of a project that's going to, I suppose, as you say, innovate the arts with blind and partially sighted talent. Would you tell me a little bit more about how this project is going to work?
Yeah, so like I was saying, we've applied for our next round of NPO funding. We don't find out until October whether we've been successful or not. But if we are, the plan is that, I've been running the company for 25 years. I intend to stand down, but I'm going to stand down in a phased way, in a way that enables a company to maintain a certain level of stability while we open it up to artistic directors who are visually impaired of the future. And we want to turn over the company's resources to training those artistic directors, because there isn't a way in which artistic directors can be trained. Often you just end up falling into a role and working it out as you go. And we want to allow visually impaired people to have a bit more of a systematic introduction to what it means to lead an arts company like Extant. So with my supervision, we're going to offer that to people over the next 3 years, and from 2023 onwards. By the end of that time, I'll stand down. And we not only will offer training in terms of the arts industry and what it means to be an artistic director, but also about supporting those training artistic directors in developing and presenting their own artistic work within the company, and also engaging with our board and the wider sector in some of the debates around the whole landscape for disabled people and leadership, and what the power structures are and how they need to change in order to invite and retain and to kind of support diversity of leadership. Because often the training that's out there is just sort of enabling, supporting and reinforcing the systems that usually keep us out. And we think that, we need to be, in a way, looking at dismantling some of those power structures that lots of other marginalised groups have become aware, or certainly not just become, but have announced quite loudly, are not necessarily equal and actually working against most, minority groups. And so we're kind of, in a way, following and taking on that mantle and cry for change in some of our institutions around the way that leadership is made room for in terms of, and the development of individuals. And we're using our company to show that, to have those debates and to show how proper support is necessary. And that's the investment that you need to put in if we really want to have a diverse arts workforce.
That's an interesting point, because I think leadership is probably something that's very hidden within the arts. And we do seem to be hearing about more blind and partially sighted people on stage, and even some treading the boards of the National Theatre too. But Maria, there's probably a lot more that needs to be done to make theatre more inclusive, both on stage and behind the curtain, for blind and partially sighted creatives and actors.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you're a gatekeeper and you make the decisions, being in those kinds of positions is where you see, you know, there are really, I can count maybe on one hand, not even that, you know, the visually impaired people who are heading up arts organisations in this country. And when they're looking at, you know, a figure of 2 million people who are registered blind or partially sighted, you know, that is not representational. So, you know, we've recognised that. We've been quite bold and ambitious in the proposal we've put forward to the Arts Council. We hope that, you know, they're crying out for, you know, doing better and more in terms of diversity and leadership. So I really hope they take our proposition seriously and will support us. Only with their support that we will be able to roll out this programme, which we think is really, really interesting and necessary, and will support the sector and also other disciplines like the higher education community are really interested in what we're doing. We've got support from Queen Mary University and Middlesex University. So we'll be looking at working closely with them to evaluate and to research the area that we are looking to develop and offer to visually impaired people.
Well, it all sounds like a very exciting and, you know, a good time and an opportunity for people. And Maria, if listeners would like to maybe find out more about Extant, get involved and support Extant Evolve, where can people go to find out more and support the great work that Extant does to make theatre more inclusive for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, you can visit our website at www.extant.org.uk. I think I failed to say that not only will we be supporting the higher level development of visually impaired artistic directors of the future, we will also be continuing our work in training the visually impaired people in theatre, either through our artist development programme or through our Pathways programme, which will be coming to an end in April 2023, but we intend to find other ways to support that work continuing. We'll be continuing our participation work. So there's information on our website about No Dramas, which is an improvisation theatre club. We're also rolling out visits to theatre for visually impaired people. And also we do lots of consultation with mainstream theatre companies who want to make their productions more inclusive. So we'll be doing all that alongside giving the company over to, you know, new fresh blood with new ideas and ways of leading us into the next 25 years and beyond.
Well, exactly, the next 25 years and definitely beyond. Well, Maria, congratulations again on the 25th anniversary of Extant, and thank you very much for sharing more about Extant Evolve with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great, thank you, Toby. It's lovely speaking to you.